www.usedjewelrybuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to usedjewelrybuyer.com.
Spend your tax refund on state minimum coverage from Safe Auto to keep you legal and protect you in case of an accident. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe. Spend less.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
One of the best dance companies in the world comes to St. Louis for two performances only. It's the New York City Ballet at the Fox March 9th and 10th. Go to dancestlouis.org.
Target Talk St. Louis every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms from competitions to firearm safety.
So join his partners and
there's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get
German pornography.
Oh, that's the best there is. That's the best there is, that German pornography.
In his playhouse on the air.
Nine. So a German word I know. What other German word do you know?
Gliebedeek.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
I love you.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah, it does.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. My niece is like German. She's like in her third or fourth year of German.
Ich liebe dich.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like it should mean no. I love you. No, like in Latin, ego amo te. That sounds like I love you.
Yeah.
Anything with amor or amore, but not ich liebe dich.
Well, the German, anything from Germany, it sounds like
sounds
they're
rough.
Yeah, rough and they're mad at you.
It sounds mean.
Hey!
All right, we're going to do a round of introductions after I tell you we're brought to you by Amini's, a store like no other store. What a fantastic place this is. And I'm so excited and thrilled that we got them on the air. I hope to keep them on the air forever. And we will if you folks go to Amini's and just walk around and tell them your AM and the PM. We'll talk about Amini's after we talk about the man that runs the control board here. His name is Eon, the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And with costs going up, you need to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises. And Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
He's getting better by the hour. Just a couple of days ago, he was on his deathbed.
Yeah.
The prognosis wasn't good. But I went and I visited him and I said, Dan, you're better than this. Don't let the Grim Reaper get you. Fight it. You can make it. You can come back. And look at him. Look at him. His cheeks have got color again.
Yeah.
He's getting his voice back. And he whipped head cancer.
Yeah.
He is Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Speaking the Deutsch?
Oh, that's so enough.
You speak German.
I know that. Mean you speak German?
You speak German, yeah.
Speaking
Sie
Deutsch?
Speaking Sie Deutsch.
Speaking Sie Deutsch, ich liebe dich. Means you speak German? I love you. And the other person goes, nein. No. That's it. That's all the German we know. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Rat Boy's in, not Rat. Bernice is in. Rat Boy, you're not in heaven yet. Bernice is in heaven. Yeah, I know, Bernie. Horse is hind end, I know. And I have no idea. I told you we don't know any German. I don't,
what?
He wants to know what the German word for what?
Cheese.
For cheese. I don't know.
Hey!
You know what? We'll look it up. Hey! Yeah, we'll look it up. I was a little late.
Chaser.
What is it?
Chaser.
Is that, are you sure?
I don't know. No. It sounds like it.
You know what you could do? You could get on your computer and just Google what's the German word for cheese.
Yeah, I could do that.
Go ahead. We'll see what it is. We'll find out. And while you do that, you know, if you go to Germany, and I never have, but I'm sure there's a lot of this great polka music, but none better than right here from Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. 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 Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
were on their computers, too.
Yeah. Yeah. All our computers are screwed up.
It's K-A with the umlauts over it. S-E. Kasse.
Kasse.
Maybe.
Kasse.
There you go, rat boy. Kasse. That's cheese in German. What can I say about a meanies? Thank you to all of you who have emailed me and said, wow, you know, never bothered to go in there. I've seen it 100 times. Drive by 40, by Chesterfield Valley, or 64 if you want to call it that. It is Interstate 64, actually, the extension. And you see that copper dome, and you look over in the valley, and you see other stores, you know, Dick's Sporting Goods. I know what that is. Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart. And then you see a meanies, and for some reason, And I was guilty of it, too, for about the first year. I thought, well, I wonder what's in there. Well, there's one way to find out. Go in. And then I finally did. And apparently a lot of you are finally going in the meanies. And then when you do, you're pleasantly surprised to find a couple of things. One, it's even bigger than it looks from the outside. There's even more in there than you thought was in there. And here's the other thing you're pleasantly surprised to find, especially if you've heard people say things like, oh, yeah, I went in there. Huh, their pool tables are $30,000. No, you can buy a $30,000 pool table if you have the money and you are able to pay for that quality. But you can also buy a pool table for $1,200 at a meanies. And you can buy rugs for $500 or $50,000. The 500 one's going to be machine made. It's going to be beautiful. It's not going to be hand knotted or handmade. Lighting. I don't know anything about lighting. I know that one of the great things that has happened lately is how much more energy efficient lights are. They don't burn near the electricity they used to. But then when you put the right lighting in the right room, it changes the room. If you go in display homes, one of the things they do to make a, let's say it's a $200,000 home, to make it look so much better than another $200,000 home is lighting. Sometimes lighting and landscaping, and sometimes that landscaping includes lighting. But it's the lighting in the house that makes all the difference. They have a Jaffe lighting department at Amini's that'll knock your socks off. I don't know where that expression came from, and it doesn't even make any sense. But it will.
Something hits you so hard, it knocks your socks off.
Yeah, well, that's going to happen.
That's what it means.
The Jaffe Lighting Department at Amini's. And then if you have a room that is your, you can call it a man cave, or maybe it's just your family room to watch movies and stuff, and you want to really be comfortable, go take a look at this home theater furniture they have. You don't have to have an actual home theater. But why not have the furniture and be as comfortable as the people who do have the money for full-blown home theaters? You want to play a little game or two when relatives come over, or just when you have some downtime and maybe it's lousy, stinking weather and there's really nothing to do but stay home, or you're just having friends over. You're going to have some chips and some beer and soda, American Patriot, of course, and some dip. And now what? Oh, let's play pool. They have plenty of pool tables. I mean, wait till you see the variety of pool tables in the price range. Or foosball or shuffleboard. I'm a huge shuffleboard fan. Because pool takes a lot more skill than I have. People who really know how to shoot pool, you don't have to be good to enjoy it. But I actually am able to be better at shuffleboard than I am pool for some reason. Foosball, I never cared about. I just never cared. I bet, Pion, I bet you did.
Oh, yeah.
Foosball. I don't care about foosball. Jukebox. Who doesn't like a good jukebox? All those colors and bubbles and all that stuff. But they have the current generation of jukeboxes, which essentially are big, iPods encased in a jukebox case. And touchscreen and 10,000 songs. And it's just incredible. Pinball machine. Something I will never get tired of is a pinball machine. Or arcade games, and then the list goes on and on and on. It's a terrific place. No place like it. And as we get, and it's coming towards spring, because it'll be here, I defy you to find a better selection of patio furniture. It is their number one sales category at Amini's spring through fall is patio furniture, believe it or not. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, in Chesterfield Valley under the Copper Dome. Aminis.com. You will thank us for sending you there. I mentioned yesterday, and I got an email about it, and I've said it many times before, that I think teachers are underpaid and that cops are underpaid. I'm going to stand by my cops are underpaid. I'm standing by that. Because I think the training that's required, the danger that's involved, the risk that is taken, they're underpaid. But I got called out on the teacher thing, and a listener sent me the video of a segment on 2020 with John Stossel about teachers' pay. And while I think teachers should be well paid, and I think they provide an invaluable contribution to the lives of thousands and thousands of kids, I guess I wasn't really aware of what teachers really meant. What do you think in the United States, the average, now this is the average teacher salary with 2.5 to 3 months off. What do you think it is?
Average.
Average salary of a teacher in the United States.
32,000.
I would say 40.
47,000 with at least 2 months vacation.
Wow. That's pretty good. It's a lot more than you thought.
Now, what they did is they took the 2 months vacation, and then they ran the numbers on what teachers make per hour, and it's up there. I mean, they compared it to some pretty high-level jobs. And I guess when you factor in that 2 months, that's a pretty good perk. It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, what other job do you go, okay.
You get a side job in the summer. And
exactly. And they interviewed some teachers on this thing who said they did just that, and they supplemented their income. But they interviewed teachers where, and I forgot what part of the country, the public school teachers really get paid a whole lot more, but like $60,000, $70,000. The average is $47,000. So, you know, maybe teachers are, I'm sure teachers would disagree, but I think if you, again, consider that 2 month vacation thing, boy, that's the ticket. If you can find it any other jobs, and good luck doing it, where they let you go away for 2 months, and the best time you can take it too, the summer.
Yeah.
That's worth quite a bit. Reading this article about an eyewitness, well, more than one eyewitness to the latest shark attack. And we've talked about this before. Of all the ways you can die, which ones would be the most horrible? And I got to tell you, this is in there at the toward the top of the list. You know, because the extremes that you go from and to. 1 minute, you're in paradise. You're lying on a floating thing, or you're on a surfboard, or wow, look at the beauty. And the next thing you know, you're in the jaws of a shark, and you're being chewed on.
Yeah.
There's an award-winning film and TV director who was just, I think this happened yesterday, mauled to death by a great white shark in front of hundreds of tourists on a beach in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And police opened fire, I mean, on the shark. Now, to me, that seems a little dangerous, because don't you run the risk of maybe killing the guy if he hasn't been
completely eaten? I guess they were close enough to where they were hitting the body. I saw one of the sharks ended up washing up on shore. It was 14 foot long. And it's a big old...
That is a big shark. At 1:30 in the afternoon in front of hundreds of tourists. And then what happened was, when the first shark got this guy, the blood starts spurting out of the water, and it draws the other sharks in. It says immediately three more sharks came, and they join in because the blood attracted them. And they fired from a lifeboat. They fired from a helicopter. Shark eventually let go. It took 30 minutes to retrieve the guy's body. And then let me get on here. This guy describes, he says, the guy appeared to be struggling with the shark. He said, first of all, the one of the witnesses was fishing, and he saw a guy swimming, the guy who was the victim, and he says, and then he sees this fin, you know, going toward the swimmer, and all of a sudden he says, boom, blood is everywhere. The swimmer, he can't see anymore. There's a struggle. Then he says, he gets on the phone, he's calling 911 or whatever they do over there, and then here come three more. He says at one point the guy is still alive and his head came out of the water like screaming.
Oh
yeah.
Brother.
I'm telling you, not a good way to go.
No.
And I know they say that it's rare, but ever, and I'm not kidding, ever since Jaws, I really do kind of limit where I go and look around, you know, in the ocean. I don't know.
I'm not a big ocean swimmer or anything like that.
I'm not either. And forget the sharks. I just don't like sand and salt on my scrotum.
Yeah.
I don't like to come out of the water and have sand in my pants.
You get chafed.
Yes, you do, Dan. And you and I like to run a lot on the beach, and that just rubs and raw. It's very chafing.
Start a fire down there.
Now, this is an honest woman. We have a woman who saw some money fall out of a Brinks truck. And this always amazes me when I read these stories about these armored cars losing money. They're armored cars.
Yeah, okay. I know.
How do you go around a corner and have money, you know, fall out of an armored car? But it happened. $11,000. And the woman who picked up the money has a son in Afghanistan and a son who's severely disabled, who's 26 and requires her constant care. And she turned it back in.
Wow.
I almost say give it back to her.
Yeah.
But there's cameras everywhere. So you'd have to.
Yeah, but there aren't. If a truck goes around a corner and then on down the road and drops money, there aren't cameras still anywhere. The truck's gone. There aren't cameras. I would turn it back in. Right.
Yeah.
I think, I hope.
That'd be tough.
It would, especially in her situation. Did you see the footage on TV of the balloon that crashed in Egypt? Hot air balloon?
No, but I heard about it.
Oh, man. I saw it. 19, this is one big balloon. 19 people killed. That's a massive balloon. And I watched the video on TV. It had a bunch of sightseers on it. It was in Egypt. When I think of hot air balloon, I don't think of it in Egypt. I think of it in Africa or somewhere, but this was in Egypt. Burst into flames. And I've wondered about this, you know, those...
Oh, yeah, the fire.
I've always wondered about that. What is that material that can stand that kind of flame without catching on fire?
Yeah.
Well, apparently, this wasn't whatever that material is that can withstand it. It burst into flames and plummets 1,000. Now, imagine if you're in the basket. I always think about this.
Oh.
I would like to think you die of a heart attack because you look
before
up.
Before you hit the ground.
Yeah, you look up and you see that the balloon is just flames and it's no longer inflated and you're plummeting toward the ground. I'd like to think you have a heart attack. And believe it or not, a couple of people fell that far and lived, including the pilot. He's not in good shape, obviously, but... To even live through that.
Yeah.
But I guess if you got that many people and you fall straight down, think about it, bodies would cushion other bodies. So if you if you're on top of the pile.
But how do you?
We get on your shoulders.
Sure on top of, here, well, everybody, put me on your head.
Yeah, get me on your shoulder.
Everybody lie down in the basket. I'll lie on top of you.
I want to live.
Yeah, I'll lie on top of you. I mean, it's not funny, but you got to, if you escape that and live through that, you got to think that's like winning the lottery. Unless you're all screwed up and you're a vegetable or something. All right, Dancing with the Stars is an interesting show to me because I've told you, if you like legs, this is the show because it's got the best legs in show business. And, Pian, I don't think you watch it, do you?
No, I can't force
Dan, you ever watch it?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah.
I knew you would because you almost sold Mary Kay Cosmetics.
Yeah.
But here's the new lineup, and this is what's always funny to me, because you start out the season thinking, well, this is going to be a disaster because of all the losers that they call stars, and then sometimes you're really surprised. They're very entertaining, but then when they get a really heavy person dancing, like Kirstie Alley, who do you think's the fattest person that's ever been on Dancing with the Stars? Anybody bigger than Kirstie Alley?
I don't think so. I think she
Nancy
was...
Grace was on there. She's pretty fat.
Oh, she
chunky,
is. Yeah,
but
she
I think Kirstie's chunky. Bigger than Nancy Grace. All right, here's the new lineup. And some of these people, I don't even know who these people are. Ingo Rademacher. Who the heck is this?
Rademacher.
German-born actress, best known as Jasper Jax Jax on General Hospital. There's a big star. Who is Zendaya Coleman?
Wasn't he on American Idol?
16 years old.
That was Zendaya.
He's a singer, actor, dancer. He stars as Rocky Blue on Disney's Shake It Up. And that's the other thing.
Oh.
They always have some Disney kid on there that we never heard of. Jacoby Jones. Okay, wide receiver. Baltimore Ravens. Now, that's another thing they do is they put a football player. They love to have football players on there. Now, this is the one I'm going to watch for because I'm just going to be honest. When I watched Kirstie Alley, I watched hoping she'd fall down. Winona Judd.
Oh, man.
Now, Winona Judd, unless something's happened recently I don't know about, she's a big old girl.
Yes, she is. And I think Winona, she's gotten bigger.
She's big. Allie Ralsman, U.S. gold medal women's gymnastics. Dorothy Hamill. Okay, I know who that is. She's 56.
She's a tiny little thing, wasn't she?
Looks good, too.
With that goofy hair, bobbed hair. No.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Cute.
A Mo Howard hairdo.
Kelly Pickler. Now you're talking.
Yeah. Kelly Pickler? She's going to be on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah. Lisa Vanderpump.
Vanderpump.
I like that name. Pump. Vanderpump. Victor Ortiz, former boxing champion. D.L. Hewley, comedian. And then this is the one that I just thought, you got to be kidding. Andy Dick.
Oh, Andy Dick.
And from everything I've heard or read about him, his name is appropriate. He really is one.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. He's a big Andy.
He's a huge Andy.
Yeah.
So there you are. There's your Dancing with the Stars lineup for 2013. I just mentioned this story to sort of balance out the employment world when you think about all the lazy people there are and all the people who really don't really want to work and they don't want to try to get a job. Here you have a kid, and I think this was in the Indianapolis area. And he was, he wanted to apply for a job at a Cajun restaurant in Indianapolis. Now, they just had a bunch of nasty weather, too. When the owner of the restaurant found out that this kid, who I think is 18, for a minimum wage job plus tips, walked to the interview 10 miles in the snow.
Wow.
The restaurant owner, when he found that out, he not only hired the guy, he said, "You're hired, and I am doubling your salary."
Wow.
Good for him.
Awesome.
His mother died 2 years ago, and he is looking for a job to support his brothers and sisters. Had to drop out of high school, recently got his GED. This is a kid who's going somewhere.
Yeah.
10 miles in the that's like
dedication.
Something your grandpa would do. I walked 10 miles in the snow. Well, he really did walk 10 miles in the snow, and good for that restaurant owner. The restaurant owner's name is Mr. I don't see it, but the restaurant is Papa Roo, a Cajun restaurant in Indianapolis. Good for him. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
So, there's this car, and it's, I'm sorry, you know what, Peon, I changed jokes.
Again?
I'm changing my mind about the joke.
This is the third one?
It's the one I just told you I was changing my mind.
Okay.
And the reason I thought of it was the Pope retiring tomorrow. Hmm. So it's one of the all-time great hell jokes, and there are a few, but this is a good one. This guy dies, let's say he's an FM disc jockey, and he dies, and he meets Satan, and he's told without any doubt he's going to hell. He said, "This is not a place where we decide. You're going to hell. That's just been confirmed." And here's the way this works. There are three different levels of hell, and I'm going to take you inside three different doors, and you're going to see what hell is like in each of these huge rooms. And then you have to decide which one you want to spend eternity in. But once you make the decision, and you say, "This is where I want to, you know, spend eternity," then that's it. The door closes, and there's no reversing it. That's where you will spend eternity. And the guy says, well, okay, let's go. And they open the first door. And as soon as Satan opens the door, you just hear blood-curdling screaming. It's hard to even listen to. And he looks around and he sees what at first appear to be like playground type equipment, but he looks closer and the slide that the people are sliding down nude is made of razor blades. They're literally sliding down razor blades, having their skin slit open as they slide, and then at the end of the slide, they fall into a vat of acid and lemon juice that gets into their wounds. And every ride is like that. There's a merry-go-round, but it goes faster and faster and faster till it slings you off and your skull hits a stone wall. He goes, no. He says, close the door. I did not want to spend eternity here. Take me to the next room. He goes, well, now, don't say yet until you've seen all three. You may choose this one. He goes, I can't imagine that. Let me see the next one. So they open the door to the next room. And the entire surface, the floor, is the hottest red-hot coals and broken glass. And you think, well, those poor people that have to walk probably barefoot. No. Their feet have been cut off so that they have to crawl nude on hot coals and broken glass. And he said, oh, my goodness. He said, let's go to the next room. He goes to the third room. They open the door. And when he opens the door, it kind of sounds like a cocktail party. There's people talking and chatting, having conversation. And he sees that it's just endless, as far as you can see, people standing with fresh, slimy manure up to their chins. It's literally up to their chins, but up above the manure, they're holding coffee cups and sipping coffee. They hold it up above the manure. It's, 6 feet almost of manure. And if you don't hold your chin up, you just get above the manure and you can sip coffee. And he says, now, is this what I think it is? He said, man, Satan, it stinks in here. He said, well, of course it stinks. It's all fresh manure. He says, well, what are they drinking? It looks like coffee. He says, it is coffee. They're drinking coffee. He said, so they're standing in manure drinking coffee. He said, yes. Well, he says, I'll take this. I think I could. Yeah, I can. He says, you're sure? He goes, yeah. He says, all right, when the door closes, that's it. And the door shuts. And as soon as it shuts, over a big loudspeaker, you hear Satan's voice say, all right, coffee break's over, back on your head.
All right, let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Hey, thanks, Dan. Everything is running pretty normal. Stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 270 from approaching McDonald through New Florissant. On northbound 170, you're slow from about Natural Bridge up through Airport Road. Southbound 170, that's slowing from Olive down through 64. Eastbound 64 is heavy from about Compton, a little east of Compton, to the Poplar Street Bridge. You get over the bridge, 5570 is slow through 64. Also on westbound 64, you're slowing approaching Hampton through about Bellevue. It's heavy again, Hanley out through Clayton-Warson, and some slow pockets from 270 out through 141. On westbound 70, stacked up now from 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. On southbound 270, you're slow at Olive. Stop and go from 64 down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Sonic. Spicy and sweet team up to tackle your hunger. Grab an order of the new spicy jumbo popcorn chicken and sweet potato tots at Sonic today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here. The star-studded lineup to Rose to John Carney includes Jackie Smith, Martin Kilcoyne. You can count on Kent Earhart, Dave Sinclair, as well as Pasta King, Kim Tucci. Notice how my name isn't there. So I'll be roasting John Carney on his show all week. Tune in and enjoy.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-977-5279 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-977-5279. 1-800-977-5279. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Want to look years younger, even when you're completely naked from the neck up? As in, not wearing makeup. No mascara, no lipstick. We're now letting women try a BB cream breakthrough that doesn't only give you a flawlessly gorgeous complexion, it actually fights your wrinkles long term, so you look years younger even when you're completely naked from the neck up. And during our Neck Up Naked event, we're letting as many women as possible try it. To be one of them, call 1-800-700-3252 immediately while supplies last.
He said, see, you're beautiful without any makeup on. And I was just kind of, okay, you know, like, I'm not going to say anything because he's telling me that I'm beautiful with no makeup. But it was like my little secret.
We're letting as many women as possible try Hydroxytone Anti-Aging BB Cream while supplies last, so you can look years younger even when you're neck up naked. If you're one of the first callers right now, call immediately. 1-800-700-3252. 1-800-700-3252. 1-800-700-3252.
It's true. Mortgage rates are starting to creep upward, which means it's even more timely to call Golden Oak Lending. Today's rate is only 2.875.
This is Bob Ellman. Yes, mortgage rates are starting to go up, but remember, they're still near record lows. You can lower your mortgage payment right now and put money in your pocket. It's like giving yourself a raise.
Call Golden Oak Lending today and lock in at 2.875.
If you've waited, don't wait any longer. Our clients are shocked and thrilled by their new lower mortgage payments.
And if you're upside down in your home, don't worry. We have loans that don't even require an appraisal. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Call us today and ask for a free payment calculation and find out what your lower payment could be.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blue.
NMLS 1149-37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.716, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Cabin fever. Definition. Irritability. Listlessness. Resulting in long confinement or isolation indoors during the winter. Cabin fever. The cure. Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hey, it's Eddie from Fast Eddie's Bon Air. I know the winter can be tough. The walls are closing in. Family's driving you nuts. You need a big old break. Well, you need to come on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air, where cabin fever doesn't stand a chance. We still have the cheapest eats like the Fat Eddie Burger, my world-famous peony shrimp, the Big Elwood on a stick, the mouth-watering chick on a stick. We do have the cure for cabin fever. There's no place you'd rather be. You'd rather be at home with the walls closing in? Duh, you'd rather be at Fast Eddie's. And if you do like being outside during the winter, we have the huge heated patio with tons of flat screen TVs. We got 5 nights a week live music featuring the best bands in town. I'm telling you, it's an outdoor party right in the middle of winter. As long as you're 21 and in the mood, come on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air, the cure for cabin fever. For more info, go to fasteddiesbonair.com.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-300-0855. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-0855. 1-800-300-0855.
I mentioned earlier when I thought of a balloon ride over somewhere, I thought of it over Africa, not Egypt. Egypt is in Africa, but I don't think of it as that part of Africa. I think of it as Kenya or somewhere where they, you know, they balloon over those zebra herds. And
yeah.
What if your balloon went down in the middle of
a get eaten by a lion? You survive, yes. And then you get eaten by a lion.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, look, everybody. Look, because they are low-level balloon flights. And let's say you're over a herd of, like, wild lions. You go, oh, man, look at the lion. And then you hear...
Yeah, I think those Egyptian hot air balloons go over, like, the pyramids and everything. So it's kind of a different view, but probably pretty cool to see from the sky.
I never knew they did balloon rides there.
Thank good. Well, I made it. All right, yeah. Put them up.
Oh, man. And for those of you who don't know what Dan is doing, you're better off. Let's go to Southern California. Check in with Mike Evans, who I heard snorting and wheezing, still obviously recovering from his illness, but... He'll be fine. He is brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. Let's see how he's feeling today. Here is Mike Evans, everybody.
I feel the same, and this crap just doesn't let go.
No.
It just hangs on.
Man.
Well, I you know the text I sent you, and it was a medical fact.
Here we go.
Well, that
the one that said you're sick all the time?
No. Men with smaller penises have a longer
recovery. Lose your hair.
Longer recovery time.
Yeah. Pop quiz question. Yesterday I told you Rihanna was afraid of fish. Today, what makes P. Diddy queasy, even makes him sick to his stomach, just the sight of feet?
Ooh.
Funerals. Or clowns, answer in just a minute. And Justin Bieber just keeps getting more bizarre. Recently was spotted in London riding around the sidewalk in the rain, no shirt, on one of those Segways. And he also had a $100,000 huge gold watch on each hand.
Oh, my goodness.
Then a few hours later, he was shopping at Harrods wearing a gas mask.
I saw the picture of that.
He's turning into Michael Jackson.
Ridiculous.
Without the talent.
Yes.
Hey, Mike, did you ever ride a Segway?
I have not.
If you ever get a chance, it takes about 20 to 30 minutes to get instructed and get acclimated. But once you get it, I'm telling you, you guys know. Remember we had one at the station?
Yeah,
it is an absolute blast.
It is fun.
It is fun.
I have to try that.
Yeah, you'll have to do it.
5 TV Nuggets, 3 new reality shows. Well, sort of new, maybe not. Sort of. Dog Bounty Hunters coming back, this time hunting fugitives in Vegas. In Colorado, not in Hawaii. 20 Feet from Stardom is a singing competition, a reality show for background singers, the famous artists who are trying to make it on their own. Ryan Lochte, the gold medal swimmer for the Olympics, is getting his own reality show, Looking for Love. No disrespect, but this guy is as dumb as a bag of rocks.
No, he really is.
He is so dumb that the show's actually kind of funny. He's so stupid. I mean, it's hard to believe that anybody could be as dumb as this guy. More TV news. Lindsay Lohan is seeking psychological help from Charlie Sheen.
Oh, my goodness.
Anger management.
Oh, on the show.
Yeah.
She's on the show.
Oh. Lindsay and Charlie also become romantically involved on the show, which could be interesting. Lindsay had refused to kiss Charlie Sheen in another TV show that they did last year because she said that his breath smelled like dead dog.
Oh, brother.
Wow,
that'll work.
Nasty.
You know, in the old days, Seinfeld, Friends, Frasier, NBC just dominated.
Yes.
February sweeps are over. Number one network, CBS. Number two, Fox. Number three, ABC.
Wow.
This is number four, NBC.
Wow.
How the mighty have fallen. Yeah. Odds and ends, Lisa, Marie, Presley, Keough, Jackson, Cage, Lockwood. Finally, blasting the Church of Scientology and has pulled out of the cult 100%. Wow. Russell Brand spends 8 hours a week working with a charity to help homeless people. I think that's very nice.
Wow.
I
would have
expected that out of him. Huh. Voted the worst on the red carpet is somebody that's, on the red carpet just to pass judgment of people on the red carpet. The worst of the worst, Kelly Osbourne.
Wow.
In her purple, pink hair, hideous tattoos, horrible-fitting dress, and absolutely no talent. I think I never have understood her.
No.
Yeah, I mean, she's on TV because she's Ozzy's daughter. That's it.
Exactly. No,
I've never seen her do anything talented.
Ever. And finally.
Well, you got to hand it to Sharon Osbourne, though. You know what? Look how successful she's been. Doesn't sing. Doesn't dance. She's Ozzy's wife.
Yeah.
But she's just very engaging, and people like her.
Yeah. So what is P. Diddy queasy about? Even gets sick to his stomach when he just sees what? Feet, funerals, or clowns?
I'm going to go clowns.
Clowns.
Man, that's a tough one. Funerals.
I don't make this stuff up, folks. Feet.
Oh, I thought about that, too.
Mike sure Evans, see you.
Yeah, that's a good one, Dan. Oh, I thought about saying it.
Yeah.
It's easy to say after.
I thought about feet, but then there's a lot of people that are scared of clowns.
That's what I keep hearing.
Yeah.
But
there's a phobia, and there's a name for it.
But I don't know that I buy that many people are scared of clowns.
I've heard.
When
of
did
them.
That happen? All of a sudden, when I was a kid, clowns know. Were like, "Oh, look, there's a clown! The circus is in town." When did they all of a sudden get scared? I have just enough time to share this story with you. There's a. Hey, come on! Stop scaring me. Lauren walked in with a clown outfit. That you know why? That's cruel.
Yeah,
it is.
They're going to bring back a set of commercials to kind of. Not reintroduce the product, it's never gone away, but at one time this product was advertised pretty heavily on television, and it just kind of went away. So they're going to come back with some new versions of their retro ads, and I'll tell you the product, it's Grey Poupon. Remember that Rolls Royce would pull up, "Pardon me, do you have any Grey Poupon?" Well, they're gonna redo those and modernize them. But here's the deal to me. Could you not have come up with a better name than Poupon for a product? I mean, and Gray.
Yeah.
That just sounds like baby diapers to me. Gray, got any Gray
baby
Poupon?
Poop looks like mustard.
Yeah, it does.
I just think, as part of the new campaign, how about renaming that stuff? Something besides Gray Poupon. American Equity Mortgage, 21 years. If not 21, we're real close to the 21-year mark. That's how long they've been around. That's how long they've been part of this show. Unbelievable. That's how long they've been saving people money. And you think, well, saving people money, I know what you're going to talk about using the equity to borrow money. Yeah, that's one way. But the other way you save people money is helping them get a mortgage to get into a house. Because if you're paying rent, you're not saving any money. That's not deductible in any way. Unless you have your own business and you can take part of your rent as an office space. We're not talking about that. We're talking about most people that rent. It's just money you'll never see again. You get a place to sleep and a place to eat and watch TV, and you're not building any equity and you're not getting any tax advantage. So they save people money by showing them how, even if you pay $800 a month in rent and you have a $1,000 a month house payment, you're still way ahead because you're going to get tax money back you never got before. It's just smart. Smart if you can swing it. So get out there if you're renting and get yourself a house and let American Equity Mortgage help you do it. And if you have one, you know what we've been preaching for 21 years about using that equity to borrow money to pay off bad debt. They'll tell you how all this works when you contact them at AmericanEquity.com or call them. 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
Let's get another look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Looks like we're still running slow on southbound 270 south of 64 to Doherty Ferry. Also on westbound 70, the same old slowdown between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. On eastbound 270, you're running heavy from a little east of McDonald now through New Florist. And southbound 170, slow from Page down through Highway 64. Eastbound 64 is running really heavy from about McKnight through Big Bend. Westbound 64, the usual slowdowns through the Boyle area and Tower Grove area. Also from Hampton through McCausland. 270 out through Mason, where we're a little bit slow, and then a couple pockets out towards the Boone Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Sonic Spicy and Sweet. Team up to tackle your hunger. Grab an order of the new spicy jumbo popcorn, chicken, and sweet potato tots at Sonic today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Back in 1922, Warren G. Harding was president. The St. Louis Browns played baseball, and 5:50 a.m. went on the air. And the reaction was...
Sounds lovely, but we cannot see the person speaking.
And now, 91 years later, you can see the person speaking on KTRS-TV.
Between 6 and 10 a.m. weekday mornings, go to KTRS.com, click play on the homepage, and watch McGraw in the Morning on High Def TV. Yes, with four HD cameras, you'll get all sides of traffic, weather, guest callers, news, and sports live as it happens. It's TV on the radio at KTRS.com, powered by Talison Technologies.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Station promo.
Out of my
Right,
the Big 550. Yeah, baby. KTRS.
I'll listen to this.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Well, we had a great time today, and that really is all that matters, is that we had a good time. Hopefully you did, too. See you tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis. The Big 550 and KTRS.com. The talk of St. Louis.